One of the top fears that many prospective home buyers have, especially when it comes to the monthly payment you can afford on your mortgage, is what if I'm late on my mortgage? Or I don't want my mortgage to be $20 more than what my budget is because what if I can't pay it? Well, that is a very valid concern, and it's a very good reason to feel that way. But I just want to share with you all some information that can help alleviate a little bit of that anxiety and fear. One thing is being late on your mortgage is different than being late on your rent with your landlord. Now, yes, being late on your mortgage 30 days past due, it will show up on your credit, whereas being late with your landlord won't show that. However, mortgages by the banks, it is very, very expensive for the banks to do a foreclosure. The banks don't have a process to where as soon as you have a late payment or you're late, immediately within a few weeks, that means the sheriff's about to come down knocking on your door. That typically is a long, drawn-out process that typically is months and months in the making before you get to that part. Also, too, most mortgages with the banks, if the payment is due on the first of every month, most mortgages, they're not gonna have a late fee until at least typically anywhere from 7 to 10 days after that due date. So again, you're gonna wanna verify and check that with whatever bank or lender that you have with your mortgage. But for example, with mine, I know mine specifically says it's not until the fourth. My mortgage is due the first of every month, but it's not until after the 14th of the month that then they apply a $55 late fee. So again, that's not to say don't pay it on time, but if something happens in life and you can't pay it, just understand that you're gonna be fine. And especially if you run into a real life situation to where you really can't afford it the same way, you can always do a potential or reach out to your lender about a loan modification. The more you are letting them know ahead of time of what's going on, and especially when it's a real situation that's happening and loss of income, your income got reduced at your job, those are things that you can talk with them about. And when you're doing it ahead of time and early, a lot of times they have different situations or maybe different programs, or they'll try to work with you. Especially if you've had a good track record with them of making your payments on time, they know that it's out of the ordinary. Now, if you're somebody that every single month you're late, then don't expect them to be as willing to work with you as if you were not. So just know that, again, there are different options out there. Now, if you're renting, again, there's nothing wrong with renting. So this is not to say that if you're not owning a home now, then you suck or you're a loser or something like that, because no, that's not the case at all. Because there are expenses that come with owning a home, especially in terms of maintenance that you don't have when you're renting. But however, keep this in mind too. When you're renting, at any moment, you can receive a notice from your landlord that when you want to renew your lease, there's going to be a rent increase. That's happening a lot right now, especially after the COVID situation and with that COVID eviction moratorium. A lot of landlords got screwed, and a lot of landlords are raising the rent, and the rent rates as a whole in the market right now are up drastically. So they actually can increase the rent because the market says that the rents are higher. So as a landlord, it's an investment for them. So it makes sense for their investment. But when you have a mortgage, that fixed rate and that payment stays like that throughout the time of your loan, unless you signed a different type of variable rate loan. But as long as you have a fixed rate loan, which is what majority of the marketplace is when you're getting a home, especially for a first-time buyer, then that that's what your payment is going to be every single month, and you don't have to even wonder or guess if my payment is going to go up unless your property taxes drastically change. But you can always file for a homeowner's exemption or different other things with the local town or local village or city as well for that. But just keep that in mind too, that that could happen at any moment while you're renting. Also, one big thing that I do see that's happening drastically because of what happened in the COVID eviction moratorium, landlords could not evict tenants because of not making their rent payments. So because of that, now a lot of them have a very bad taste in their mouth. And now a lot of landlords out there pretty much have criteria for you to even rent their property that's similar to home buying. I've seen some that say you need a 640, 650 credit score. You need to make 3 times, 4 times the rent amount to be approved. So the criteria is going up, the rent rates are going up. And even if your rent rate doesn't go up, your landlord at any moment can decide that they want to sell that property, especially now with home values being as high as they are right now. And all they have to do is provide you with a 30-day notice. They don't have to get your permission to sell their property. That landlord selling that property has always and forever been something that could happen while you're renting. So just keep that in the back of the mind too. And if that happens, then there is a chance that that new landlord may increase the rents. Now, there is a chance that the new landlord may not do it, but they could increase the rents. Or if you are in a month-to-month status with your landlord, then if the new owner doesn't want to rent it out and they want to actually live in it, then now you have to also as well work on the process of moving out. So again, this is just to really make you aware that the fears that you have of what if I'm late on my mortgage, they're gonna foreclose on me, like it's a valid concern. But just know that though there are also similar fears and anxiety that are on the side of renting that you may not have even thought of, and a lot of people haven't even thought of, but now they're becoming more aware of it, especially now in this current marketplace.